Right, guys, it's morning. Get up. Come on. You're not a morning person. That's fair enough. Neither am I. Are you a morning person, Tessa?
Certainly not.
God, I'm so bad at getting up in the morning. But after this podcast, you won't be. I won't be. We'll all get out of bed like lambs in a field who've got out of bed at 6 a.m. No, I can't promise that. But there are certain things that you can do to combat the absolute pain of waking up in the morning. I don't think I've ever woken up and not sworn profusely while walking around my room, furious that I've had to get up. That is my morning routine.
I hate the mornings.
I don't understand people that don't. I mistrust them. Tom?
I am a morning person.
No! Get out! Really? How does it feel?
No, don't turn your mic on. Don't think that you're going to get away with just telling us that.
How do you feel when you open your eyes? Talk me through it.
Certainly in the summer, if it's nice weather, I'm like, I'm wasting the day.
Really?
Yeah, oh, like that's your dad there popping in.
Tom, everyone's dad.
Everyone's dad.
That's amazing, isn't it? And also sick making.
Obviously, do you have to get up super early for something? I've barely slept. I've just lain there fully clothed like this. I've got my arms crossed over me like Tutankhamun, being like just panicking and being like, it's 1 hour till it's 2 hours till I get up, you know, like this. Mm. But when you go out really early, obviously dreadful. And then after a few hours, when you've been awake and it's still only like 7 a.m. and you've got so much done, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It
feels amazing.
Like the king. And also you got to be up with, the light is always beautiful and it feels wonderful. Mm. And you're like, I should do this every day.
And then you don't do it for the 6 months.
No, because why would you?
Why would you?
Because bed is the snuggliest place.
And evenings are for fun and I never want to go to sleep as well. I'm actually very bad at sleeping, which will hopefully be a future podcast I've just thought of now. See, this is the sort of thing that happens.
Yes.
It's just spewing out of me this creativity.
Also, it has helped that Stevie has found a popular sugar drink. It's actually sugar-free. Sorry, testosterone. What's it got in it?
It's got like a lot of caffeine.
It's the one that gives you...
It's Red Bull. Oh. It's a sugar-free Red Bull, everybody. Tessa's having a fat Red Bull.
I'm double-fisting.
Excuse me?
Isn't that what you call it?
This is absolutely not what you call it, unless what you're doing is...
In your fists.
Oh, Tessa.
Maybe it's called being... it's a Canadian expression, like, oh, are you double-fisting like that? He's got two different drinks on the go at the same time. Yes.
Tom would like to say
what does your dad want to say? Yeah.
It's double-parked.
Double-parked.
That is absolutely excellent.
I'm double parked. I'm having a fat red Coke and a fat red Bull.
This is like the time that Tessa thought the term she's a goer meant she's quite ambitious and doing well in her life.
And yeah, I said it to people's parents. I said it, oh my God. I thought it meant like she's fun and driven.
Yeah, she goes. Like,
it doesn't like mean ambitious. It just meant like, oh yeah, she's up for a laugh. Like she's fun. She's
of course.
Goer.
Anyone listening who doesn't understand, it means they like the sex. That's what it means.
I couldn't believe it.
What's the most adult thing you've done this week?
Oh my goodness. So remember when we did our domestic hacks episode?
Yes.
And you told that brilliant one about how you have to drill holes in your bin and then you can pull the thing out. And we talked about how much we hate bins. And I hate bins.
I hate bins.
Somebody sent us a bin.
Yes, they have sent us
Somebody
a bin.
Somebody sent us a bin. A company called Joseph & Joseph. They're called Anthony and Richard Joseph. They're twin brothers.
Of course they are.
Of course they are.
It's a bin company.
Thank you, Anthony and Richard Joseph. They also do all kinds of cool homeware design things, clever stuff. They sent us this amazing bin. It's called the Titan. And it's so silver. Honestly, it looks like a museum piece.
Mm.
But also,
it's very clever because
I'm thinking of getting some more lighting for it to light it.
Yeah, some uplighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so clever. You open it and then also has this like compacting thing, so you pull a handle and push it down and when it gets full, and then you can do that three more times, so the bag can take three times the amount of waste as a normal bin.
Very good.
It's wonderful.
But also when you pick it up and pick it out, you don't have to like...
Oh yes, also when you pick the bin bag out, it just like closes on itself, so you don't carry bin juice through your house and
That's
have
really
to deal
great.
With anything. And it's got a special odour compressor in the lid.
So great.
It's the best thing in my house.
Well, great. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
My one is, I was asked to do a job that I've never had to do before, and I started working with a brand. And then obviously they were like, what are your fees for this? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I spoke to my friend who told me a fee, which I was like, I absolutely cannot ask for that amount. That's stupid. And then And then she said, no, just do it because they're not going to... Anyway, I did it. I told them. I said the amount and then said, but obviously I can be flexible, you know. And then they said, well, we can stretch to this, which was a little bit less, but still way more than I would ever have asked for. And then they asked me back to do it again this week.
Yes.
So it was like, I've now figured out how to ask... For money, you ask for more money, say, but I can be flexible, and then panic for 6 hours while they don't reply. And then they will always reply because actually, my friend told me, who's very good at this sort of thing, you look more professional and more in demand if you ask for more money. Mm. So they want you more. And they will then come back and say, you know, oh, we can't actually do that, but we can do it for this. And then you'll end up with a nice amount of money. I think a couple of weeks ago in another podcast episode, I said that I asked for the money, but I think my adult thing was just, I asked for money. So I've really come very far in this last month.
It's all about working out your currency, isn't it? And being like, not as in like what currency you want to be paid in.
Francs.
Bad choice.
Drachma.
They've both been decommissioned. About being like, yeah, this is what I'm worth as a person.
Yes. And this is what I know that you'll probably be able to pay because you're a big company.
Exactly.
That's the other thing as well.
I'm boldly prepared to say it.
One thing I haven't figured out is how to get up in the morning. I'll just kick off with, so I asked debrief readers, thedebrief.co.uk, the website for which, I mean, I don't know why I'm talking like that. It's a great website that we are the podcast for. I asked some debrief readers some fun tips that they use when they're getting up in the morning.
Yes.
And I'm just going to run through some really nice ones that I really enjoyed. One lovely lady called Millie Edgerly, I'm sort of convinced that it was you under a different name, because she said, I quite embarrassingly have to label my alarm with things like, you haven't washed your hair in 3 days and you look like an old witch. It just sounds like something you would say.
I have done that.
Yeah, there we go.
Wash your hair for goodness sake.
Yeah, oh, for God's sake, yeah. I've got that as well. I swear at myself quite often. I really like that. A lot of people are saying to get all your stuff sorted the night before so that when you wake up, you've got everything laid out. So the thought of getting up and getting out is a lot less stressful because mm-hmm. it's just all there. Also, lots of people are saying, so Kerry Clark says she books a gym class at 7 a.m. and not turning up gives her like a black mark at her gym. So it's like, well, I don't want that. But then the other side of that is I've tried that and I just haven't gone and then felt awful about myself for the rest of the week. So it's like a downside. You've got to like know your limits.
If that feels in your wheelhouse, that sounds like an excellent thing.
Get in that house.
I know it's not in my wheelhouse. I couldn't do that.
I've given up even trying to go to the gym in the morning ever, really. I always am like, no, Stevie, remember, you're not going to. So just do it in the afternoon or the evening. Victoria Kerr says her biggest thing is natural, gradual light, which allows you to wake up to the right natural rhythm. So there are those bedside lights.
They
kind of come on. But also leaving the curtains and blinds open in summer is really helpful because the moment the sunlight comes up, you just are naturally more awake.
Yes,
whereas
I do
blackout blinds are amazing at the weekend, but trying to get out of bed makes it completely impossible. Other things? Oh, yeah. Jessica Nightingale.
Her beautiful name, Jessica Nightingale.
No. Oh, yeah. She sounds like something from Harry Potter, doesn't she?
Or her own YA novel.
She has to get up at 5:45 a.m.
Heavens
every
to
day.
Betsy, what's she do?
Well, I don't know what she does, but I know that
she is a nightingale.
No, she commutes between Manchester and Sheffield every day. But she basically says, don't hit snooze, get out of bed immediately, which, again, so impossible, but that does work. And then, crucially, the night before, which I think is helpful because it's like there are prep things you can do, not in the moment. Because in the moment, don't trust yourself to do any of them because you will not do any of them. No sugary foods after 7 p.m. That helps. And making sure you don't have a huge lion at the weekend. You can have a lion, but not a huge one, because then it just destabilizes your rhythm completely and it makes it really difficult to then on Monday. Also, like I used to, when I had a 9-to-5 job, I used to lie in so much on Saturday and Sunday that I couldn't go to sleep on Sunday night until like 4 a.m. because your rhythm's so out. And then you end up like then being knackered on Monday. And it's just so horrible. It's just such a... let me just see if there are any... I mean, a lot of people are just saying get a dog, which is a lovely tip, but I don't think it's particularly...
Because your dog will wake you up or...
Yeah, your dog will wake you up. Also, you have to like walk them on like, you know, like looking after an animal.
You know,
walk it. But looking after an animal does kind of help you get up early because you're like, what if the dog what if the dog's crapped all over the floor, you know? Louise Cavey says, have a cat that will sit on your shoulder at 6:30 a.m., which is it's a tip.
I wish I had a cat.
Me too, but I don't think getting up in the morning is going to make me get a cat, but I am very much But I like all those tips. There are also, while we're on tips, I believe our producer Tom.
Hello, producer Tom.
Has been speaking to... who have you been speaking to exactly, Tom?
One of my colleagues.
Ooh. One of your colleagues.
Who is a breakfast show producer, so she gets up at 4 a.m. every single morning.
That's not morning, that's the night before. What does she say?
Hi, I'm Claire Solon. I'm one of the producers on the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, which means I get ambushed by my alarm clock at about the 4 a.m. mark. So here's a few tips on becoming a morning person. It never becomes normal, ever. So you will always feel tired. Exercise for me is key. It's good for your brain. Something like a run or maybe some yoga if you can. But it also helps you go to sleep because falling asleep can be a challenge. So if you can read a good book or listen to a podcast, that really helps falling asleep. Also, setting two alarms, one beside your bed and probably one across the room. And then finally, you would think that your best friend would be coffee. It ain't. It's your enemy. So stay away from caffeine. I now try and drink green tea or lemon in water if I can. You'll see the benefits by lunchtime. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm up in 20 minutes.
Great.
And then I'm going to say the coffee one is a huge... That has helped me as well.
Oh, really?
Because if you have a coffee in the morning, you get into like a coffee cycle. And even if you don't, it kind of disrupts your rhythm. So the moment I stopped drinking caffeine, she says, drinking a sugar-free Red Bull, it helps you rely on it less to be awake. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Though I will just caveat that by saying, I have never had a coffee in my whole life.
And you're still crap at getting up in the morning.
Exactly. And I'm still absolutely... So it's not like... And I always used to feel that...
So maybe it helps if you are a coffee drinker, you might feel some improvement, but it won't maybe solve it.
No, it's not... Let me just tell you from the side where you're like, imagine the people who've never had a coffee. I'm there in that camp and we're just as tired.
I'm equally tired.
I always used to think about the coffee people. I was like, what do they have? What is this elixir, you know? I bet they feel wonderful.
You just feel very wired for a bit and then I spend the rest of the day getting like heart palpitations and feeling really anxious. It's not great.
I don't have it as a Puritan.
I just don't
like the taste.
Yeah.
I really dislike it.
Yeah, it's
but gross. I feel the biggest loser in the world.
No, I think it's cool. It's like cool now.
I'm trying to make it cool. But it's not cool.
Just because
that's what people,
they go for
you know,
coffee.
People like, do you want to go get a coffee? Or when everyone's like, oh my God, get me a latte, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't
do anything without my coffee. Yeah,
I want
true.
A black coffee and a cigarette. Like it's not.
Yeah, and you don't smoke either.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I just hold cigarettes at parties.
Yeah,
just
when we've been very stressed, I've given Tessa a cigarette to hold. And it works, you know? I can just see you just chilling out immediately. Suddenly your cool factor goes up so much until you realise you're holding it the wrong way around. So there's a really, really excellent article on The Debrief called How to Be a Morning Person, written by this, I would say, genius.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's me. And it was years ago when I was staff writer and I've just been rereading it. I'm like, God, I'm great. But it's not me, it's other people. So I spoke to a lot of people who are morning people and also some experts. One of the things I found out is that you sleep in 90-minute cycles of deep and awake. So if you set your alarm 90 minutes before you want to get up, when your actual alarm goes off, when you actually need to get up, it's a lot easier because your body has naturally woken up, got into a not a deep sleep, but like the level above. So it's easier to come out.
So you've already woken up once before?
Essentially, yes. But you know when like you just wake up loads and you're having a really restless night? That's not great. That will leave you tired. But just that one wake up 90 minutes before does really help, which I think is great.
So can I just chime in that there's that app called Sleep Cycle?
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Please.
So that one, because your body is on this rhythm going between deep, deep sleep, and even though it feels like when you wake up, you've only ever been woken from the deepest sleep of all time and you feel dreadful, but your body is going in rhythms. And so you can say, this is the absolute latest I need to be awake for, 7 a.m. And it will wake you up sometime between 6:30 and 7.
Great.
When you are at your lightest sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
And so you have to have it plugged in and under your pillow.
You also get like a graph,
and
don't
you get a,
to see like how you slept in the night.
Yes.
So actually when I had that on, I don't know why I stopped doing it. When I used to have that on, I kind of want to wake up to check how I'd been sleeping.
No, I know. Like, yeah, it's so exciting.
And you get like a percentage as well. So it's like,
so exciting.
I once hit 90%, guys. So that was really great.
You hit 90% what?
It's like the quality of your sleep. If you had 13%
right.
quality sleep.
God.
All right.
You had a good sleep.
I only hit it once.
Okay.
So that's fine. Possibly I put up my bedside tape because it didn't come
in. And it was like, you're absolutely dead
you
asleep.
You are sleeping literally like some wood. Oh, real big one that, oh my God, I know this and I have also had full evidence that it works.
Yeah.
And I still don't do it because I'm addicted. You need to not look at a screen for like 2 hours before you go to sleep. If I'm like in bed and I'm like looking through my phone, you just don't sleep better as well. And it's because of the light, the blue light.
Yes.
And your brain can't switch off.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. And I forget it every night.
It takes, let's say that you're like looking at a phone and you're like, and done. And then you close your eyes. You've got 20 minutes from the last time you looked at a screen until your brain can
to reset,
can turn off.
Christ, it's
so
awful.
If you're like, oh, I'm almost asleep, oh, I'll just check eBay. And then you're like, every time you do that,
you've got another 20 minutes.
You've got another 20 minutes.
You
before
can,
it can turn
your
off.
Phone, if you've got an iPhone, I don't know if it works on Android, I'm sure it does. There's a night mode setting and you can make it do that. So it goes to like this nice, like orangey
orange
light.
Orange and black, like Halloween.
Like Halloween. And I'm not like fully convinced that it does anything. It's nicer on the eyes.
It certainly stops you going on like Instagram because you're like
you can't see anything.
We're just scrolling through being like this is bonus.
Everything's very orange. Also it's just also the looking at the screens and doing things, it also just keeps the information that you're reading, it just keeps
your brain
awake.
Even if it's like, oh, I'm just scrolling through Twitter and it's nice and I'm addicted to that as an evening activity, it just like feels like your brain's like shutting
calming.
Down
it's not.
Your brain is processing so many words and letters and numbers
captions
and captions, it's taking in so much information
really
where
bad.
It needs to just process nothing. I, at the beginning of the year, I did do it and I made everyone in the house lock their phones in a kitchen drawer.
You're very fun.
I'm a lot of fun to live with. We were all doing it together. We all put our phones in the kitchen drawer at like 10 o'clock and then no one was allowed to get them out until the morning and everyone had to have an alarm, just a normal radio alarm clock to wake up to. Because that is the main thing. You're like, oh, my phone's my alarm.
Yeah.
Get yourself a radio alarm clock. You do not need your phone with you in bed.
No.
And then, even though for a while everyone was just pacing around being like, but what?
How will I Google things that are in my mind that I just thought of?
And then we all had to like have a bath and get in your pyjamas and just like, you just
like what we used to do like before phones.
Exactly.
When like all our phones were like WAP. We didn't
What's
go on
a WAP?
Do you remember when like this, the phone before the first smartphone, when we were at uni, when your phone connected to the internet, it was called WAP, WAP capital, and you'd panic and be like, oh, I'm on WAP! Because it would cost so much money.
I don't even think I had that.
Constantly
I think I had a Nokia 3210.
Like, oh, right, okay, no, I had like the one before they made it into like a
people
proper
smartphone. People had Palm Pilots, though, where they had the BlackBerry with the
pen
in lectures, and I remember I had a toothpick and I just used to touch my 3210 screen just to join in. Obviously, it was doing
didn't
nothing.
Do anything, absolutely didn't do anything.
To have a good night's sleep. It just takes so long to get into that.
Yeah.
So you just need to like have a bath, potter around, light a candle, do all this stuff and just accept.
Light a candle, do a pagan ritual.
Of course, do some wicca.
Sacrifice your friend.
Light her on fire, have a good sleep.
Turn the witch, have a nap.
You just got to do, you got to like, I have to do it for my brilliant 8 hours of sleep. It takes 1 hour of prep.
It really does, yeah.
You can't just be like, and home and in.
Yeah, when I edit the podcast at night, you know, people say don't watch horror films or don't watch really like engaging things before sleep. I mean, editing the podcast, it is engaging to an extent. My brain's working so much that I just basically can't sleep after it.
Because
like,
you're so engaged.
I'm so intellectually stimulated.
By your own work.
By my own words. And also I'm just so excited by the words that I'm saying. I've definitely had a Red Bull. I feel mental, everybody. This is the end of my life. Another night. Nice thing before you speak is and something that I like to do is just like have an absolutely banging breakfast lined up, because when I wake up, even if I'm not hungry, I'm always like, well, I have food time please. And if you've got like, you know, some bloody, I bought these awful like puffed rice things and they just taste like crap. So I just don't want to get up because I'm like, well, I don't want to eat my puffed rice, you know. Would you have a really nice breakfast that is there, then you're like, yeah.
Once I attempted to make overnight oats in a jam jar because I saw on Instagram.
I've done that.
And I was
excited. Like wet oats.
To go when I made when I put them in bed, the smuggest girl in the world.
You put them in bed?
Sorry. I put them in the fridge. And I went to bed so smug, just lying there in bed thinking about my overnight oats.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep because you're thinking about your overnight oats.
Yeah, couldn't sleep. Not a wink. Not a wink. And then up with the dawn. First crack a light.
4 a.m. It was summer.
Downstairs eating my oats. Disgusting. That's they had to shame. Go straight in the bin. They were, and I'm sure I made them wrong.
Yes. But like, I've made them a couple of times and they've been nice. No, that's it, really.
That's the end.
Yeah. Like, fine. I once put, did yogurt, apple puree, like a baby, and then cinnamon and raisins. And that was very good because it tasted like an oaty apple pie.
Oh, that's absolutely lovely. I suspect getting into a good sleep habit takes a while and needs to be your project for a month.
Yes, yes, yes. You need to like, say, yeah.
Oh, it's the month of May or whatever month you fancy.
For May, I'm going to be a good sleeper.
And this is my point when people are like, hey, what are you up to at the moment? You're like, sleeping. I'm working on sleeping and I'm taking it really seriously and getting into habits and seeing what works for me and what doesn't. And, you know, because I think we all know what the things are.
Yes, yes.
But
we
just need to be like, and now I am committing and giving my full energy to this. But if you've got too many other things going on in your life, then just sort of take bits and pieces or whatever's most helpful. So I think, you know, the screens thing should probably be numero un.
Yes.
And also working backwards from being like, I need to be up at this time. A friend who's a teacher and needs to be up ever so early is a long way from her school. She has an alarm that goes off at 10 o'clock being like, bedtime. Bedtime now. And you have to go. And so therefore she's like, oh, okay, off I go. I go now.
Off you go.
I read this book a while ago called The 4-Hour Work Week that there was a 4-Hour Work Week and the 4-Hour Body. Boys at uni got very into it. And the first one was about like how to be a billionaire while working 12 till 2 Mondays to Wednesdays. And everyone was, so of course, everyone read.
Of course, everyone was into it, yeah.
And then in the body book, it was all sort of ways to be, you know, your peak body. And there was ways to do a sleeping thing that was called the Superman. And it was sleeping for 20 minutes every 5 hours. So you just do 20 minute slots.
God. But then waking up would be so horrible at every 20 minutes, you know? And, you know, you have a nap and you're like...
Yeah, but you just have to get into it.
Right,
and you
sure.
And then when the alarm goes to sleep, you have to go to sleep. You just have to lie down and go to sleep.
Okay.
Because you cannot miss...
That.
You cannot miss your cycle. It must be asleep for 20 minutes every 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just have to be on that cycle and you can't get out of it. And it's a thing that they think they teach you like in the army or in things where you're doing something where you have to be alert, you know, constantly. People try to do it during exams and stuff.
Yeah.
Mental.
Just too much. A friend of mine who's a very good morning person said to, when you wake up, you know, like if you haven't slept very well and it's just... is overwhelming you. If you haven't woken up properly, like basically you just have to move. You have to move your body because your body just works off signals. The signals are daylight. So you have to get out in daylight. That's really important. Drink like a big cold glass of water. Eat something so your digestive system starts up. And yeah, just move because the more you move, the more you're literally telling your nerves, no sleep anymore and you will be better.
In a pilot's autobiography, one of the things was the alarm goes off and the very first thing you do is you put your feet on the floor. You just have to do it within that same second. As soon as you open your eyes, feet on the floor. And even if you can't, it takes you a while then to just have to sit there and like compose your thoughts or whatever.
Your feet on the floor.
And you're like, oh, I can't get up. But you're already halfway there.
Yes.
And it just has to be this tricking moment. I suspect those first 10 minutes that will feel like agony when you first open your eyes and that you want to just, it feels so joyous to press the snooze button and snuggle down. Also, the worst thing about that snooze button is every time you go into, you press snooze, it's like, oh, yes. And you snuggle back down in the duvet and then you go back into your deep, deep sleep. And it does so much damage to you for the rest of the day. Just for those.
So bad, so bad.
For those few precious seconds. So take those 10 minutes, be like, this is going to be the worst 10 minutes, but then my whole day is going to be amazing.
Also, I found out a thing about coffee with another absolutely excellent journalist. I mean, same one as me.
Same one as before,
same one
guys.
As me again. If you do need coffee in the morning, there's like specific times that you should drink it. Basically, your body has like dips in cortisol, and cortisol, among other things, is like a hormone that makes you more alert. So basically, if you drink coffee while your cortisol levels are high already, you won't feel as much of a benefit of the coffee. If you've woken up at 7, about 10:30 a.m. is like the best time to drink coffee because that's when your cortisol levels are really, 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 really low. And then that will actually help like bring them up. But pretty much all insomnia experts say that you can have coffee, but you shouldn't drink it past 2 p.m., which I think is quite interesting.
Okay, how come?
Because it will affect the next night. the caffeine above. Will still be in your body.
It's got to be a project for you.
Yes.
For a while to like just be working on your sleep.
Yes, definitely.
Because so many CEOs, that always comes up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
Then I do an hour on the treadmill, then I touch base with Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
And I suspect it's not to do so much with the limited sleep or like waking up early. It's that thing that like by the time it gets to 9 a.m. you've already done so much.
Yeah. Also, this is alienating, but me and Tessa worked on an Edinburgh show in 2015 and we did not have enough time in the day to do the stuff. We were waking up quite early and meeting, and I was awake before that because of the anxiety of not being able to get stuff done. So I think with CEOs, and they're like, oh, I woke up at 4, it's like, yes, because they're so stressed that of course they wake up that early because they've kind of gone to bed and they're like, oh, I've got to get it done. Whereas the normal person, we have a normal amount to do in the day. So I don't think you shouldn't measure yourself against a CEO, because a CEO is another breed of human who is...
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. Because they're so wired, they just never
switch off. Yeah. An important thing is like to not beat yourself up about not being a morning person, because you're not a morning person. That's absolutely fine. Just like morning people... you know, have to leave the party early and go to bed early because they're tired because they've been up so early. Boring, Tom. you shouldn't be like down. You should just accept it and then try loads of different things and just find the thing that you find helps. And it won't always work as well. You will still be late at some points and you will still get into bed. That thing you said about the feet hitting the floor, the pilot's foot hitting the floor.
Yeah.
When I was young and I was terrible at getting up in the morning for school, my parents would always say, move your body first and then your brain just catches up. And it is true. You're just going to go, ah! And then after a while, about 10 minutes, your brain goes, oh, yeah, no, I'm awake. But your body, you have to like force your body.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely had sort of like coming out moments and down, coming up, coming around in the shower where you're saying like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
What?
What's going on?
You know, that it takes you that long for your brain to be like... And I'm here also now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, I've joined the awake party.
I just had some business ideas. Tessa's good business ideas.
Tessa's got some good business ideas.
Certainly has.
Great. Any to do with the morning?
Nah. Okay. No, they are. It was that app I wanted to invent that was sexy men, sexy famous men telling you to wake up.
Well, there's Wake Up With The Rock. If you fancy The Rock, then there's an app called Wake Up With The Rock.
I gotta stop telling people my good business ideas because they steal them.
Did you tell Dwayne Johnson your business idea?
Of course. I whisper them all.
Okay. Of course, yeah.
I didn't pick Dwayne, but I did think like George Clooney or Ryan Gosling or people with sexy voices.
Yeah.
And they would say, hey, babe. You're doing so well.
Hey, girl, wake up.
Hey, girl. If you want, like, now it's the morning and you're going to have another great day and you just get out there, you know?
Yeah.
And they would do that to you every morning. They'd be on random, so it wasn't always the same.
Because that's what gets annoying, the same thing.
I think with anything you find that you're like, oh, okay, great, I do this. And then after a couple, you're like, I know it now. And so I think that's keeping good. It random and exciting. And therefore having I had this very good music idea, which is... I think we should start a collaborative playlist on Spotify.
Oh, that's good. To get you up in the morning.
Yeah, and anyone
pumping soundtrack.
And anyone can add, like all the listeners can add their thing to the collaborative playlist.
We will do that.
So anybody can...
What shall we call it so everyone can find it? Tessa and Stevie's Pumping Morning Playlist.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Search for that. You'll be able to find it.
Search for that. It'll be out there.
It'll be out there. And add like your favorite track that will really get you up in there.
And then hopefully there'll be so many on there and different things. And also it's so fun when you hear a song you don't know.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I have Magic FM in the morning on the radio. And so sometimes when it's something I don't know, I'm always like, what is this brilliant song?
Yeah.
It's so nice. And you really feel like, oh yeah, here comes the day. For a while I had the theme.
Mine's Beyonce Formation.
Of course
every morning.
As it should be. But then after the Queen...
Let someone else in.
Let's have a good go. Mine for a long time was the theme tune to Arthur, which was like, hey, it's a... No, I'm not going to do it.
And I say, hey, 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 it's a wonderful kind of day. Hey, hey, it's a time to learn and play. Hey, get along with each other.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice.
That is nice.
Really,
and the Matilda song.
Whoa!
Yeah,
exactly.
One. Yeah, yeah.
It's so great. How can you not feel?
Yeah, because you need you need a song where like the beat drops and it's like, I'm going to get up when the beat drops. I'm going to get, and you're like,
and
like,
even if you don't get fully up,
sit up and have a wobble.
Get all
that's
your arms.
That's really a good idea, yeah.
And all your arms going in the bed. Have a dance in the bed.
Yes.
I think we've smashed it, guys. The answer is just music.
Yeah. Spotify playlist, have a wobble. Yes.
And then we're a go.
It's not, it's unclear. We haven't quite figured out how to do it, but by the time you're listening to this, we will have done.
Yes.
Can I very quickly run through some apps that you should get?
Definitely.
So Alarmy is a pretty brutal alarm app. You set it to only turn off if you take a picture of an object in your room. It's like sink in the bathroom and there is no snooze button. So by the time you've like found it, it's like...
So funny.
So what I'd say to do is you should get your flatmate to set what the picture should be, because then you have to wake up and then you have to find it.
Prize.
Exactly.
Okay, so you and your housemate need to be doing each other's.
Yes. And you have to pick something that they have to find. And it's like a treasure hunt in the morning. Yeah. But not too hard, because then they're going to be late.
My husband would always put like the sink for me, and then I'd choose like 2 sprigs of lavender. A top of swine. So hard to find.
Yeah, ridiculous. Another one, which is nice, called UHP. It's a feature that you set up on the app that it shames you on Facebook or Twitter if you don't get it.
That's so funny.
So I think that's really, really great. And there's one which I think is a dreadful idea. I'm so sorry. Speak to Snooze has voice control, so you can simply say snooze alarm to snooze it. You're never going to get up if you use that. That is so stupid.
That's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. Barcode alarm. You have to scan a barcode to turn it off.
Of anything?
Yeah. Toothpaste,
no,
cereal,
that's
coffee.
Silly. You'd learn to keep one beside you.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you get to that stage... get another app, you know.
Yeah, okay, once you're tricking yourself, you go to bed every day with your people like, what's
your
that
cereal,
for, and you're
your
like
toothless.
It's my barcode.
It's like, you might as well just use a normal alarm in that case. Snap Me Up makes you take a selfie to turn it off, and then these pictures will be saved in an album called Sleepy Snaps, so you can also see like a nice load of pictures about what you look like in the morning. Personally, I don't want to see that, but fine. Also, you can buy this very expensive, so don't, but it's just a nice idea, Ruggy. So it's an alarm clock mat that you have to get out of bed and stand on it, and it won't stop ringing until you stand on it, at which point it will talk to you, providing you with some custom motivational words.
Yes, just the words.
Yeah, just words. But it's
so
quite...
not
it's
a
quite,
full sentence, just, no, just like, good.
Good. Nice. Morning.
You stand on your mat.
Mat. Thank you so much.
I have one that's the... it's called the Mathe, M-A-T-H-E alarm clock. It's on the App Store.
Yes.
And you have to solve a maths equation before it'll stop making a noise.
I would not be able to get out of bed because I'd just be there solving maths.
You'd be trapped there, like, crying in your bed.
I'm so shit at maths.
No, they start off quite easy, and I think then every time you press...
then it's like Pythagoras's fifth.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Then you've been in the bed for so long, you have to solve Pythagoras's theorem.
C equals pi times d squared.
Yeah, exactly. So either you'll be a better morning person or you'll be incredibly good at maths.
So good at maths and algebra.
Mm. Can I just tell them about my podcast for listening if you can't sleep?
Of course.
I had insomnia very briefly for about 2 days.
Good Lord, man. Right.
But while I was in it, I was like, oh, yeah, woe is me. And I was searching on the internet for people reading audiobooks that were free, or just people just reading a short story.
Oh, to get a bedtime story.
Just a bedtime story, because I wanted to just, you know, that is not something grown-ups have anymore, even if you sleep with a person.
Oh.
Unlikely you can coerce them into...
Well, I mean, I have tried to get my boyfriend to read to me, and he says, no, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard. It's like, oh, come on.
And I've suggested it to one-night stands, and they've not... they have not been keen.
They've not been receptive. You brought book with you.
Some of them have received it.
I'm on chapter 12, so can you read that?
And then some of them have received it from me against their will. So I've read it to them. Regardless of their feelings.
Don't say she's not fun.
Don't say she's not a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm on chapter 12. Do the voices, please. I'll just lie here. yeah, it's not something you get as a grown-up very much, people reading to you.
Mm.
And obviously there are famous audiobooks out there, but I'm cheap. Anyway, so I started making a podcast. Mm. It's called Will You Read To Me? And it's just, which is obviously what I said on the one-night stands,
yeah.
Which is just people reading short stories.
Mm, I've listened to some of them, they're excellent.
And then people come and choose their own story, and some of the people have written their own, and some people just read famous stories, and they're all about 20 minutes long, which is sort of statistically how long it takes to fall asleep.
Great.
And they're free, just in case you are having difficulty. It's to sort of, you know, step away from the screens, and then you're like lying in your bed being like, but now what?
Yeah.
And so there's someone reading your story.
Brilliant. Excellent. Maybe we should do a podcast episode that is purely to be listened to when people are falling asleep. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
Lovely.
And we have to talk like this.
Yeah.
If you had a nice time listening to the podcast today, please do rate and review us on iTunes. I don't know why I'm putting on that voice. That'd be really nice because the reviews make our day and the ratings help us be seen on iTunes.
Yeah.
And let friends know and let's spread the word. And if you have any ideas about what you want us to chat about for future podcasts, then tweet me. My Twitter handle is @StevieM. The S is sleepily a 5.
Mine is Tessa Coates. S's, 3 S's for sleeping.
Oh, yes. 3 S's for sleeping. And we have an email address, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. Just send us a nice email. Be nice. Hello. And
then I love them.
Yeah, Tessa's really into them. So am I. But Tessa's really into them.
I love you all writing. I love you all.
I love you all. Yes, and have a lovely time. And I really hope that tomorrow you get out of bed and you just feel so much better.
Yeah, try this tonight. Go to bed early. Put on your screens.
No sugary snacks past 7 p.m.
No phones past 10. Lock it in the kitchen drawer.
Set your alarm for 90 minutes earlier than you want to get up. Then again.
Have a bath beforehand. Clean pajamas. Clean sheets.
Oh, clean sheets, yeah.
Oh, yeah, clean sheets. Make your bed, for God's sake. You're a grown-up now. For goodness sake, girl.
You're not a pig.
Alarm off. Feet on the floor. Move your body first, even if all you're doing is dancing flat, completely horizontal in the bed.
Listen to our playlist, Tessa and Stevie's
banging
music morning town. I said town.
And then hot water and lemon, and you're away.
Oh wow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Have a good sleeps. Have a good day. Thanks for having us.